Your proposal suggests that the government center ought to reflect how Lexington sees itself, and increasingly that's as a place, especially downtown, that's walkable. Right now, the area is more or less a dead zone, where the Herald Leader sits at the moment, not much there to attract pedestrians. How would the street be activated? Do you envision restaurants and other businesses developing along Midland?
There is available property across the street that's owned by Community Ventures. And I know they have plans of how they want to re-energize that end of town. And the timing's perfect for this. And the real reason is the Town Branch Commons. So it's going to start at the Isaac Murphy. It's going to come right down Midland Avenue across the street. And a lot of the concerns that we heard early on were pedestrian safety, bike safety, as well as crossings. Well, the city's done a traffic study. They are already underway to put a traffic light at the new Short Street entrance on Midland. So that is underway and approved, I believe, by the state. The Town Branch Commons is already underway. That construction is getting ready to start soon. And, you know, the nice thing about that is that you basically have a pedestrian bike buffer between traffic and those two entities. So it's probably going to be the safest road to Canley travel on a bike or walk. And I just think the Town Branch itself will create more pedestrian, you know, walking and so forth in that area of town. And I think the whole East End will benefit from the development.
You just answered one question I had that I've heard out there, and that was about on the Winchester Road side of the building, how pedestrians would get across Midland. But I guess that would be at the Short Street light that you're talking
right
about.
Now it would be at Short Street. We have asked for the entity that did the traffic study for the city to amend that plan and show the impact that we would have with our parking structure that we propose on that site. That's not complete yet, but we do have a plan. You know, our hope is that we would also put a traffic light at Shropshire in Midland, because Town Branch is looking for another means for crosswalks, pedestrian crosswalks. So I think it plays into theirs. And also we have green space at the end of our parking structure, which is somewhat of a little mini green area, park area. So it would just all blend in with what's happening with Town Branch Commons.
Your proposal calls for several linked public plazas, as you call them. Would these be the green spaces that you're referring to?
The plazas themselves are going to be more hardscaped type plazas. It'll have greenscape elements to it. But we are doing things, making sure that if we had a site plan, I could highlight to you all the green that actually takes place. We actually remove part of the building at the back of the building to create more green space. We're going to take up the railroad tracks to create more green space. We're going to do innovative things with a parking structure that, you know, today you literally grow vines. You grow live greenery on buildings that helps soften the effect of a parking structure. So those are all the things that we plan on implementing into the project.
Craig Turner, CEO of CRM Companies, thanks so much for your time.
Tom, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.